Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to PainReliefRadio.com. This is your host, Catherine Merrow, the Pain Relief Coach. Today is Thursday, February 18th, and we are broadcasting live from beautiful Michigan, the Great Lakes State, where it's sunny again, and I'll bet it's sunny again where my guest is coming from, too, today. Today's topic is going to be nutrition and food, how they tie in with pain. I'm going to be interviewing an expert in the endocrine support field. Today's sponsor is MeditationSuccess.com. MeditationSuccess.com, helping you enjoy life more. Remember, I'm not a doctor. I'm the pain relief coach, and you can always get more information at SimplePainRelief.com and sign up for your free Simple Pain Relief newsletter at SimplePainRelief.com. There are many facets to your good health. And good health means you'll have less pain or no pain at all. So today we're going to be interviewing an expert on endocrine support, and she's going to explain how your endocrine system, which is all of the glands in your body, tie into your pain. We're going to be interviewing Betty Dowdell, D-O-W-D-E-L-L, and you can find Betty's book at PepForThePooped.com. PepForThePooped.com. She's going to help you get peppy. And you can find her free e-zine and subscribe at ToPoopedToParticipate.com. That's T-O-O-P-O-O-P-E-D, ToPooped, T-O, Participate, P-A-R-T-I, C-I-P-A-T-E, ToPoopedToParticipate.com, and find her book at Pep for the Pooped. Betty, welcome. How are you today?
I'm good, Catherine. Thanks for inviting me.
You're welcome. I'll bet it is sunny there where you are, too.
Oh, we're having a cooling trend. We're only going to be 70 today.
Oh.
Well, we were 76 yesterday.
76. So you're talking to somebody in the 30s, so don't say that too many.
See, this is a time of year that everybody in Arizona calls all their friends back east and brags.
Oh.
But in August, you will not hear from us.
Okay.
The only good thing is you don't have to shovel sunshine, but it's awfully hot in August.
Yeah, you
but
don't.
Anyway, before I say anything, I would like to add my point to yours is I'm not a doctor either.
Yes.
I'm a patient. A drunk driver hit my parents' car when I was 11 months old, and I've been dealing with endocrine issues ever since because it damaged my pituitary gland, which is the king of the endocrine hill. So doctors didn't help so much, and I figured my way out, and I have been doing research, you know, heavy-duty research for more than 30 years. So now I have some answers.
Now, sometimes when people have a problem and they don't get relief from the conventional medical system, that's what they have to do, is a lot of research. But some of us just don't know how to do that, and you are very good at doing that, and you are very good at getting out of your own tiredness. And what all were your symptoms, Betty?
Oh, dear. well, I was just extraordinarily fatigued. I'll tell you, I was... Through my childhood, I don't remember the symptoms. My mother kept dragging me to doctors, which was not her favorite thing to do, and they kept telling her I was fine. But I don't know what she saw in me that disturbed her, but she knew something was wrong. But in my 20s, I was working for IBM, and I was teaching computer programming. And I would be teaching, and all of a sudden, in an instant, I had no idea why I was in that room. I'd be in the front of the room. So I knew I was teaching something because of where I was. I was in the front of the room, you know, at the podium. And I developed teaching notes, my teaching notes, with these huge, thick binders. And while I was going along and my brain was working, I would hardly even refer to them, just a few things on a page. But I would just be flipping through them because I knew what was on every page, so that when my brain died, I could look down and see where I was and pick up. But it was scary, you know. A student could ask a question, and I would start to answer, and all of a sudden I'd forget what the question was. I mean, I didn't even know the topic. And fortunately, it was never a case where they said, can we go for a coffee break, you know. Because my usual response when my brain didn't work was to say, ask that again so I'm sure I understand. You know, they'd see this moment hesitation, and so they would think, well, I asked a really good question. So that was good for them, and their questions were good. I wasn't pandering or anything, but it was a scary time. My brain didn't work, and I was tired all the time, and, you know, I didn't have much hair. The bathroom in the where I was living had the light over the mirror, and I could see my scalp all the way back as far as I could see my scalp. You know.
These are all some of the symptoms that a weak endocrine system or one that needs a little boosting.
Right.
And also there are foods that can cause pain. How does that work?
Well, foods can throw the endocrine system into a tizzy. For instance, if you have adrenal problems or thyroid problems, and those two frequently go together. Doctors don't test for adrenal.
Mm-hmm.
They don't test well for thyroid.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you can have both, because if your thyroid gland gets in trouble, which is really common, over half the United States population and probably the world, but I only can speak for the United States because that's the statistics I have, over half the population has thyroid problems. And most of them don't know, and many of them have been told by their doctors that they're fine. I always joke that the one thing that all doctors learn in medical school is how to say, you're fine.
Oh.
Because, you know, that's what they keep saying. And you're sitting there, you know, feeling like, you know, a worn-out mop. And you're fine. Well, you know you're not fine. So anyway, if you have a lot of symptoms and they're not treated, the endocrine system is this all-for-one and one-for-all kind of deal. And so if the thyroid starts sagging, the adrenals, your adrenal glands, which are in charge of your energy and getting ready for stress and all that stuff. Maybe I should explain what the glands do. Thyroid is for your metabolism, and adrenal glands are for energy. But they jump in to try to help the thyroid, and then they both go south. And so you enter a world of hurt. And if you eat, for instance, if you eat, maybe you feel tired. Okay. And I did this many times without knowing what I was doing. I would just be exhausted, and I'd get to coffee break time when I was teaching, and I'd have a candy bar because, you know, the sugar, instant energy, that's the worst thing you could do. But who knew? You know, I kept trying to fix it with what I thought I knew, which is that sugar gets you a quick fix. But with adrenal problems, you then quickly go to hypoglycemia, which is your blood sugar gets out of whack, because blood sugar is also part of the endocrine system. And all these things are working together. You can't. I was reading some research the other day, and it said you should never refer to one endocrine gland. You should always refer to the system, because they're, in effect, all one, because they all work together. They communicate 24/7. They're always trying to help each other. They're trying to adjust things. They're trying to work around. And so when one goes south, a lot goes south. And in our world today, with all the estrogen we have wandering around,
don't mean women, do you?
Oh, no.
No, you mean things that are in our food.
Right, and the lining in all our canned food, it's PBA. Phthalates is an additive they use to make plastic soft, like in a baby bottle or in a teething ring. It's like giving your kid birth control pills. Mm-hmm. The FDA is looking into it, though. They decided that they needed to examine this in 1980. We don't have results.
1980?
Yet.
Oh.
We do not have results yet.
Okay. That's...
But one fine day. You know, just don't hold your breath. But anyway, and you know, we're all in our drinking water because birth control pills, of course, throw estrogen around. And it's not real estrogen. It's bogus estrogen. It's a, you know, synthetic form of estrogen, which is worse. And so many people are on birth control pills that it goes in the toilet and ends up in the water supply because it's not – the water supply could get rid of it, but they don't.
Mm-hmm.
So we're all getting estrogen. And that's why breast cancer rates are skyrocketing, and that's why prostate cancer is a big deal. I think I lost your question. I do go on. It just makes me crazy that we are in such – at such risk, and nobody's paying attention.
Nobody's talking. That's why I always love talking with you about it and getting your e-zine, which is at toopoopedtoparticipate.com. People can just sign up for it right there. Because you have so much good information, researched information, solid information, and not the type of thing that I can walk into my doctor and find out from my doctor.
No, well, doctors don't know anything about nutrition. They're not taught.
No, they're not.
And so they'll tell you, like for instance, my brother just got out of hospice, and that's a miracle.
Yes.
With prostate cancer, and I set him up with a vitamin and mineral program to help him. Of course, he didn't ask for it until the cancer had already metastasized. You know, so I'm scrambling to try to. But I set him up with a program, and his doctor didn't think so.
Mm-hmm.
Because his doctor doesn't know vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
And the old saying is, doctors are down on what they're not up on. And so he made a point, well, this could interfere with the treatment, and we're not sure what this does. And the thing is, I knew a lot, but I had specifically done hours of research on each of the vitamins and minerals that I set up for him as to whether it would affect the particular cancer treatment he was getting, which was a bad treatment and usually bumps the patients off, and it almost bumped him off. But I didn't say that because, I mean, he was in for it, and you know, his doctor was good, and he trusted his doctor, so I didn't say anything about that. I just tried to counter it, but without doing anything that would interfere.
Mm-hmm.
But the doctor doesn't know. Me doesn't know what I have done, doesn't know the research out there, because doctors only read the reports that come in the big pharma approved medical journals.
Yes, there's actually a medical doctor, Dr. Gabe Merkin, who is always chastising people's doctors and saying, shame on your doctor, he should have seen this or that in his professional journal or her professional journal.
No, they don't.
But they don't. And there's only so much time, and they try to have a life too. And
right. You know, and the med school, med schools have been taken over in the 1960s by Big Pharma.
Mm-hmm.
You
that
know,
the
pharmaceutical company cartel.
Yeah.
And the medical schools teach what Big Pharma once taught, and that is you do a test, you give a pill. If it's cancer, then you cut, burn, and poison, you know. And that's all they know. And when they go for continuing education, it's sponsored by Big Pharma, so it's reinforced.
Yes.
And their medical journals say the same things.
Yes, and there's one out of, there are five, there's one pharmaceutical representative for every five doctors. That means they're getting a lot of input from the pharmaceutical companies just in their own offices.
Right, and the pharmaceutical, like for instance, the best medicine for low thyroid is Armour thyroid, which is the natural bioidentical thyroid, which doctors hate because they have been taught in medical school that it's an ineffective drug and it's unreliable and yada, yada, yada. And the best drug is Synthroid, which in fact doesn't work and a lot of people are allergic to it. And it's just a mess. And that's why a lot of people with thyroid don't get treated right, because they're not given the medicine that works.
Betty, I have to take a break for a minute here to introduce us again. And in case anybody wonders who they're listening to here. And then I want to know why so many of us have a low thyroid in this country. You mentioned that earlier, and I want to know why that is. This is Catherine Merrow. I'm the pain relief coach, and I'm talking with Betty Dowdell at painreliefradio.com, and neither one of us are doctors or in the medical profession. But we are talking about, Betty is an expert in endocrine system support, and that's what we're talking about today, how your endocrine system, when it gets unhappy, how it can cause problems in your body. Of course, everything's attached together. Your muscles are attached to your endocrine system glands, are attached to everything. So it all works together. This is just one more way that you can help get rid of your pain, is by boosting your immune system and your endocrine system. And you can find Betty at twopooptoparticipate.com. And I'm going to tell you that again at the end of the show in just about however many minutes that is, 13, 12, 11 minutes. So, Betty, how come so many of us have thyroid problems? What's up?
A lot of reasons. First of all, it's lack of nutrition. We can't get nutrition from our food. You have to know about vitamins and minerals, and that's one of the big things I teach because it has been so huge for me. Another is what they're finding. There's a book out called Hypothyroidism Type 2. Excellent book, and it's about the fact, the research behind it, that you can inherit hypothyroidism from your mother. And the blood tests do not catch it. The blood tests don't catch a lot of stuff. They're not very good, but they don't catch this one.
So this is a thing that happens before babies are born?
Yeah. Uh-huh. If your mother or your grandmother, you know, had hypothyroidism, that may be your problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it could be inherited. It could be bad nutrition. Mine, for instance, is because of my damaged pituitary gland.
Mm-hmm.
It could have been that my thyroid was just fine, but it never got a message from the pituitary gland to do anything. And our glands, the adrenal glands for energy and you know, so forth, they don't do anything until they get a message from the pituitary gland. So, you know, I don't have adrenals that work. You know, I'll take that back. I didn't. I'm fixing that. You know, the adrenals are really hard to fix, but I'm getting there, and I've got good stuff now, and I'm doing really well. So we're at concert. One thing I wanted to talk about, you talk about pain. You know, when I was a kid, one of the things, symptoms I had that I never related at the time to a problem, my knees, if I tried to do anything athletic, run or play baseball or anything like that, the next day my knees would be swollen up like melons and hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And going up and down stairs was like a symphony. They made so much racket. But once I got into nutrition, all that went away.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
And
when I was 12, I had bad knees.
Mm-hmm.
But now I am a few years past that. I mean,
not
I've
12 anymore.
No. But as I get older, my knees get better. You know, well, that's not the way it's supposed to.
That is the way it can be. Bodies are smart,
yeah.
and they heal all the time. They get better all the time.
That's
as
right.
Long as we're giving
it's
them
what they need.
Yeah.
It's built into us to cure ourselves.
It is. Our brains get better, our
mm-hmm.
bodies. We don't have to just get old. We have to just do the things that our body needs to support ourselves.
Right. Now, I will say, in our world today, it's not easy. Because, for instance, soy, and I won't say too much about it because you know I do go crazy when I say soy,
mm-hmm.
Depresses the thyroid gland.
Mm-hmm.
and it confuses your estrogen levels, men and women. And it's in all fast food. It's in all processed food. If you go to a chain restaurant, if you buy a meal that starts in a box, if you buy a meal in the freezer, it's got soy in it. It's got under many names, so you don't know.
Yeah.
But with our busy schedules today, I say to people, now don't eat fast food and don't go to chain restaurants and don't start a meal in a box and don't start a meal from the freezer. And they just look at you like, get a grip, lady. I have a life to live, and it's hard. So you have to make certain changes. Like, for instance, one of the things I do is on a Saturday, I will make a huge vat of chili out of good ingredients that I know don't have additives and stuff that I'm not supposed to have.
Yeah.
And then I freeze it, you know, in containers. And so for weeks then, I have chili ready at any time. So it's like fast food, but I know what's in it.
That's the way people used to cook.
Yeah.
Before everything became processed and the supermarkets were filled with all kinds of food that came out of factories. That's what people used to do.
Yeah, and you know, that stuff that came from factories, that does look good.
Oh, sometimes it smells good, too. But
oh,
you know,
yeah.
It's amazing what they can do with petroleum products.
Yeah, you know, and the thing is, you know, and then doctors haven't helped. They tell us that saturated fat is bad for us.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's not bad for us, Betty?
Oh, no, it's good for us. We
saturated
need
saturated
fat.
Saturated fat is good for us.
Oh,
uh-huh.
Yes.
What's bad for us?
And the thing is, the problem is, if you get a real fatty steak, and that's good, except unless it has hormones and antibiotics in it from the way they raise the cow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we need, a fatty steak is good, you know. The Kobe beef that you buy that costs all the money in the world, that's always natural. So if you're willing to belly up to the bar and spend the big bucks, get Kobe beef.
What do you call that? What, Kobe?
K-O-B-E.
K-O-B-E.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's hard to make the change. And doctors don't help. They tell you, as I said, that saturated fat is bad for you. Saturated
well, that's fat, they don't know either.
No, they don't. They know anything about nutrition.
The doctors at the hospital where my daughter works eat some kind of margarine with soy and olive oil.
Never eat margarine, never eat soy.
Yeah, they
Don't eat corn oil, don't eat any of the liquid oils, except for olive oil,
mm-hmm.
and certainly don't eat the ones that have, like oleo, it's trans fat where they've shot hydrogen through it to make it solid at room temperature.
Mm-hmm.
Your body can't use it, it gets confused.
It gets confused, that's right. But if the food is close to the way it grew,
right. And
your body
and
happy.
Food manufacturers can do better. They don't have to come up with food that our body doesn't recognize. You know,
but it's cheaper.
I don't know if it is.
It's cheaper for them to manufacture.
Ah, cheaper for them to make, yes.
Yes, yes.
Big profits, big bucks.
Yeah.
But the other thing about saturated fat that I forgot to mention, it boosts the endocrine system. It boosts the brain. It helps control blood sugar.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it just makes the whole endocrine system work better. It also lowers your cholesterol, which isn't the problem in the first place, but it does lower it.
Mm-hmm.
It just does so many good things for you, but doctors tell you no.
Right.
And they tell you to use sunscreen so you don't have vitamin D, and we're all deficient in vitamin D, which we need for our endocrine system. And
yep.
If you don't have vitamin D, you've got pain.
Yep.
Your joints hurt.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So we're in a world of hurt here.
Yeah. So what
and
can what can
we don't
do?
Know our way out. Well, you know, you can join my e-zine. It's free. And I give out information, you know, one article a week. And it's serious information. I try to make it easy to read and easy to comprehend.
Easy to read.
People are hurting, and people don't know which way to turn, so I'm trying to help them.
Mm-hmm.
And my book, my e-book, Two Poop, Two Part, excuse me, that's the e-zine, Pep for the pooped. It tells you about each of the basic, 30 basic vitamins and minerals. Tells you what it does, not only in the general health, but also in an endocrine health thing, because we don't know what vitamins and minerals we need for our endocrine system. Mm-hmm. For instance, iodorol, which is the form of iodine I recognize, mm-hmm. Can lower hyperthyroidism and improve hypothyroidism.
So either way it works.
Yeah. But as part of an overall, see, I hate to pick out one because it's got to be part of an overall plan where you're supporting the whole body.
Mm-hmm. Because it all works together.
Yeah. You know, and different, for instance, magnesium. Our bodies work through enzymes, enzymatic action, they call it, in our bodies. And magnesium is involved with more than 300 of those every day, 24/7.
That's big.
It's huge. And we're all deficient in magnesium.
Mm-hmm. I know I was for years and years and years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so it goes. You know, we're deficient in iodine because a doctor at the NIH, National Institutes of Health, in the 60s, a guy named Wolf, not Sidney Wolf, but another Wolf, decided that it was bad.
Mm-hmm.
So doctors are taught it's bad.
And that's something. That's why we have to sometimes be our own doctor, our own nutritionist, our own researcher.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody is a little bit different, but we all follow the same basic rules or natural laws. And if something doesn't work for you, whether it's a medicine, whether it's a therapy, you're just one of those people it doesn't work well with, and you have other options. So your other options are support your body naturally.
Right. Well, I'll tell you this. You know, my whole endocrine system, because of that drunk driver, is susceptible. I'll put it that way. I mean,
that's
I've got it going
good
and everything's fine. But if I take a prescription medicine, it usually does me in.
Yeah. Well, they're only considered successful if they work for about half or 55% of the people who they're prescribed to.
Yeah, but I mean, with me, it makes things worse. I just go in the tank. And so now when doctors want to prescribe medicine, I just look at them like they're evil.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've done that too many times. So I take Armour Thyroid, but it's bioidentical. So my body knows how to handle it. So I can deal with that. Right now I'm on a compounded version because Armour has not been available thanks to the FDA. And it's not working as well
mm-hmm.
because there's something about the compounded that's not quite what it should be. So, go ahead.
It's time for us to wrap up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You
this
have
is
so
pretty
much good
going
information.
On.
Yeah, I'd love to have you go on. I want to remind everybody they can find your book at pepforthepooped.com. If you're pooped, find Betty's book, pepforthepooped.com. Her free e-zine is at 2pooped2participate.com, 2pooped2participate.com. I'm talking with Betty Dowdell. You can find her at 2pooped2participate or Pep for the Pooped. Great book. I bought it. I always print out her e-zine articles, and I add them in with the book, and it's just all good stuff. There are many facets to your good health, and good health means you're going to have less pain or no pain at all. I want to thank you for joining me today at painreliefradio.com. Next week, come back on Thursday, February 25th. We're going to be talking about hip pain with our pain relief expert, Jenny Maddox. This is Catherine Merrill. Remember, I am not a doctor. I'm the pain relief coach. For more information about getting rid of your aches, pains, and other symptoms naturally, go to simplepainrelief.com. Today is Thursday, February 18th. And Betty, I will talk to you after the show.
Okay.
And
been great, Catherine.
Thank you very much. It's always my pleasure to talk with you. You are just a wealth of information.
Thank you.
And keep on complaining to those people when they pick up soy products for their little kids in the supermarket, too.
Well, that's what I told you about that.
Yeah. Have a wonderful week.